Here's some rules for you. No phone calls before 7 a.m. or after 9 p.m. Say hello and introduce yourself by name when answering the phone. Pick up after 3 rings. Those are a few pieces of advice from Vintage Pamphlets on Phone Etiquette. They might sound familiar if you grew up with a landline in your house, but a lot has changed over the last decade. Today, more than 9 in 10 Americans have a smartphone, which is changing when and how we communicate with each other. So what are the proper ways to make and answer calls nowadays, or to not make calls? Our next guest talked to an etiquette expert and a bunch of people of all ages about their phone habits and compiled a handy guide for how to be a polite phone user in 2023. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have personal rules about when you want to call and when you want to text, or to have people call or text you? Is there a popular phone faux pas, a phone paw that drives you nuts? How has your phone use changed as you move from landline to cell phone or cell phone to smartphone? And how about people talking on their phones in public? How about doing it on speakerphone? Love it or not? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Heather Kelly is a reporter for The Washington Post, where she covers how technology affects our everyday lives. Heather, thanks a lot for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here by phone, I'll point out as well.
That's right. Yes, we're being very polite with each other and answering each other's calls, though. Now, you talked to an etiquette expert. You talked to a lot of people about their phone pet peeves. Was there one thing that came out like, this is a consensus, everybody hates this?
Yes. So a lot of these were really dividing people, especially along generational lines. But the one thing that really brought us together was using speakerphone in public. That seemed to be universally kind of a, who is doing that and why? So, you know, if nothing else, I feel like we can agree on that. Please don't do that.
Now, for a long time, we had sort of, you know, landlines in our houses once we got out of party lines. And we had a long period to adapt to that. It seems like things have changed so fast that people are really scrambling to catch up. And as you mentioned, people of different ages may have very different rules.
Yeah, I think especially if you've been making phone calls for a really long time, you've sort of settled into these habits that a lot of these developed when we had answering machines. And to be told, oh, we don't do things that way anymore, can be a little jarring. And I've also had a lot of pushback of like, you know what, I'm a boomer. I don't really feel like changing my habits now. And I also respect that.
Now, one of the biggest questions, and maybe I think one of the more divisive ones for some people, is, can I just call you? Without prearrangement, without sending a text first, what kind of responses did you have for the unexpected phone call?
So I've been talking to people about this basically since Apple first announced some features at the beginning of the summer. And Gen Z would really prefer it if you text first. If you just give a heads up, just a random out of nowhere phone call. I don't know if you've received these. If somebody calls you and you're not expecting it, I think a lot of us have that instinct of, oh my God, what's wrong?
Who died? Yeah.
Right. And so if you could text, but also, and this is very important, say, I need to talk, and say it's not an emergency, or say why, or else we'll also think who died. It just helps everybody's anxiety, planning, and schedules.
Is there room for, you know, hey, mom and dad, we know we can call each other whenever, or do people kind of like make their arrangements for everybody else? I have one set of rules. You and me, we can call each other whenever we want to.
There is the mom and bestie exclusions to all of these. I think if you have an intimate relationship with somebody, you know them very well, you know what their phone call etiquette is. You know if you could just call them in the middle of the day or not. And on the flip side, they'd probably feel comfortable enough to know that they don't have to answer if they're not in a place where they can talk. So I think those are definitely their own animal. But maybe this will help some parents ask their children, like, what do you prefer? What can I do to make your life a little easier?
All right. Now, Heather, here's another scenario. I call your cell phone and you don't answer and it goes to voicemail. Should I leave a voicemail?
I mean, look, you can leave a voicemail. I'm not going to stop you. Am I going to listen to that voicemail? Probably not. I haven't listened to my voicemails in years. A lot of us have this technology now that automatically transcribes them. And so we are reading them. It's a faster, more efficient way to get the information. Except the transcriptions can be wrong. And then you come to the conclusion, well, that should have been a text or an email. So really, voicemails are this leftover answering machine technology that I feel like we should let die.
Talking to Heather Kelly, reporter for The Washington Post. She covers technology, changing technology, and how it affects our everyday lives. We are talking about the new phone etiquette or phone etiquettes. Not everybody agrees on every point. Love to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Now, we're old-fashioned here on Central Time. We want you to call us, unsolicited-like. We'll pick up the phone and talk to you. 800-642-1234 is the number. Is there something about talking in public, calling without texting, whatever it might be that really annoys you about phone life? And do you have intergenerational differences where you want it one way, somebody of a different generation wants it a different way? Call in at 800-642-1234. Okay, Heather, talking on phones in public. Now, speakerphone, I think there's a consensus, except for the people who actually do it, don't talk on speakerphone in public. What about if I'm just out and about public, I got the phone up to my ear, not speaker, but I got a loud voice. I don't know. What are our attitudes about that these days?
So you're unique in that you have radio voice. I think most people have like
people
indoor
love to listen
voices.
To me.
Exactly. You do this professionally. I mean, I think it's fine. I would just be aware that people can hear you. And I mean, if you're having a juicy conversation, I personally will be very careful to listen to everything you say. So, you know, just be aware there's people around you. If you're walking around, like, that's a great time to take a phone call. If you're in the middle of a line at a store, maybe not so much.
Okay, now here's something. I don't think you got to this in your article, and I'm kind of dumbfounded by this. Public restrooms. I have encountered this where somebody is in a stall having a conversation that clearly could have waited. It wasn't about a medical emergency or anything. Like, in my book, I would never even think of doing that. Is that something that came up in your focus group, Heather?
You know, actually, like private restrooms came up. Public restrooms did not. But there is like some people will just take a call whenever. Like they don't know how to, you know, decline a call and text, "I'll call you later." And they're answering in the bathroom. I think I speak for a few. Maybe this is another universal thing we can agree on. Don't answer the phone if you're in a stall or on a toilet. Please don't do that.
Yeah, I won't even text you if I'm on the toilet. That's the Rob Ferret rock solid guarantee. If I'm communicating with you for anything about a bathroom related medical emergency, I'm not in the bathroom. Let's go to our callers at 800-642-1234. Jay is with us in Green Lake. Jay, hello.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
What did you want to tell us about, Jay?
So you're just talking about voicemails and making them obsolete, and I disagree 100% that many times the tone of the call or, you know, the voice and tone that goes along with the message is very important. And in the case of loved ones, I think that's important also. I wish I would have saved many voicemails that I got from loved ones that are no longer with us.
Jay, thanks for the call. And Heather, I think in your post article on this, I saw one of the first commenters mention something like that, having the voice message from a departed loved one. But Jay's thought, like, hey, that voicemail, you're hearing my emotions that you wouldn't hear in the text. What do you think?
So two things. One, in the story, we also say an exception to the voicemail thing is anything that is an emotional connection, a loved one. Specifically, I want people to call and wish me a happy birthday with a song. And I've also gone through the process and written about like how to save those voicemails because it's not easy to do. So yeah, I totally agree on that point. I do think if there's something where tone is important, that maybe you should wait for it to be a phone call. When we talked to some experts, they recommended that text-based communication is for facts that you want to communicate. If you want to have a fight with somebody, if you want to have an argument or anything with nuance, do it on video, do it on a phone, ideally do it in person.
Yeah, and that's getting to our caller's point, too. That text, you don't convey that nuance, and the reader of that text, especially in a emotional fight situation, may put spins on it that weren't intended, right?
Yeah, and I mean, if you're out here leaving angry voicemails, I'm interested in what's going on in your life because I love gossip, but don't leave me an angry voicemail. Wait till I answer.
Thanks a lot for that call. Joshua is with us in Viroqua. Joshua, hi.
Hi.
Oh, go ahead, Joshua. What did you want to bring up?
Yeah, so I'm from an area that has lots of Luddites, and I call myself a Luddite, and then as well as there's lots of Amish that grew out. That live out here, and in my experience, calling people on the cell phone, it used to be that calling in the evening or after hours was a friendly thing to do, and leaving a voicemail seemed like a reasonable thing. But I've had people get seemingly irritated that I would think that they would get those.
Gotcha. And Joshua, thanks a lot for the call. This is a huge change, Heather, that people are living through now, where it was a norm to have that friendly evening, possibly unexpected phone call. And I don't know, Joshua could like invite people to call him, I guess, and say, hey, no, I'm still doing this the old way.
And it's funny, a couple things have changed. One, we used to pay different amounts depending on the time of day, which I always thought, like, we were making our phone calls on nights and weekends because that's what we could afford. But one tip that I got after I wrote this was changing your outgoing voicemail. If you really don't want to receive a voicemail, make your message, hey, don't leave me a voicemail. Like, these are two people are in these relationships, and one can also set boundaries. So I think he should keep leaving those people voicemails. Maybe they'll enjoy them later.
Joshua, thanks a lot for that call. Heather Kelly is with us, technology reporter at The Washington Post, with us to check out the modern rules of phone etiquette and the debates over phone etiquette, phone versus text, leave voicemails, talk in public, and more. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is there something that bugs you one way or the other about how we do and don't use calls, texts, voicemails, when and where we do them? Do you have differences with your peers or maybe with family members from different generations? Call 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation, maybe hear from you coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with Heather Kelly about the do's and don'ts of calling and texting and voicemail and speakerphone. And you could join in at 800-642-1234 with an old-fashioned phone call. Voicemails, love them, hate them. Do you have any phone pet peeves? How about older phone etiquette that you still swear by? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls now. Jeremy is with us in Mineral Point. Jeremy, hi.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me. I just want to say this is a really fun topic to kind of chime in on. And I just want to say for myself, like, there's some things that trigger, right? Once you hear someone say etiquette, you think about assumptions, universal truths around rules and norms. And so I kind of question some of those things. And then I also think about with my particular experience, like, I'm hard at hearing out of my left side. So oftentimes I do speak on speaker so that I can capture everything. But I'm also mindful of my needs, not like, you know, triumphing or, you know, running over someone else's needs in that way. But when I have this conversation, I'm thinking about seen, unseen, and unforeseen reasons for why folks utilize phones in ways that we might not see it as being socially acceptable. And I think we kind of got to be mindful of that as we try to establish these all swiping norms.
Jeremy, thanks a lot for the call. A great point. And that reminds me, Heather, I saw some, I did read the comments on this article that you wrote. I don't always, some people talk about, you know, I have arthritis or something like that. Texting, not really an option for me. There's going to be, as Jeremy says, reasons why some of these rules, such as they are, don't work for everybody.
Absolutely. And I think, by the way, I didn't read the comments. I don't like when people are mean to me.
they weren't. They were pretty nice in that one, I thought.
I'm like no arbiter of rules that are for everybody. And I try to always balance that once you actually get into the story. But accessibility is a big one. I'm so glad you brought that up. It's really important. And I think this is, it goes back to knowing who you're dealing with and what your relationships are. Like, if you know you have an older grandparent who can't text or sort of struggles with that technology, like, you have to make space, have phone calls their way. One rule I got from a lot of older users, because they also have some pet peeves, was when you're on a video call, I think sometimes grandkids or their own children will wander around with these cameras and it's very disorienting. So I think, you know, there's things people would like on all sides to make things a little more comfortable, and there are exceptions to everything. So I totally agree with him on that.
Thanks again for that call, Jeremy, at 800-642-1234. Yeah, like, I can get motion sickness from some video games, and yeah, I definitely, with video calls with my kids, encourage them to be as stationary as possible. Do younger people say, push back on that? They say, no, it's no problem, we can wander around.
I think a lot of this is just communication, like somebody saying, hey, I have phone call anxiety, let me know when you're going to call. And then older people are saying, hey, I get dizzy, can you just stay still? Like, if we just communicate what we need in our kind of life, I think the people we love and know will be really open to it.
Let's go now to Mona in Madison. Mona, what are your thoughts?
Hi. I love voicemails because I use them to screen out spam. I have an outgoing message that says if I don't recognize the number,
thanks for the call. And I think that is pretty common, Heather, people using voicemail to screen. If it's important, they'll leave a voicemail, and then I'll find out that it's important.
Absolutely. And I actually write about scams a lot. And my number one tip for everybody, and God, I wish my mom would listen to me, is never answer a phone call from a number you don't know. It can be really tempting. Like, what if it is the doctor's office? And this is where this is why it still exists. If it really is something like a doctor, they will find a way to communicate that with you. Scammers are more likely to leave you something that's clearly sketchy or to hang up.
And thanks for that call, Mona. And that reminds me, Heather, you wrote about some technology now where you can listen to the voicemail in progress and decide if you want to pick up. This is like how we, for a while, we used to screen calls using our answering machines. You could hear the person talking, lunge for the phone if it's somebody you realized you wanted to talk, or they said something shocking that you need to follow up on right away. Now we can, at least with some technology, we can do this.
Yeah, this is so funny. I'm also, I had my own party line in my answering machine when I was a kid. And I had to explain that to some of the Gen Z people I interviewed. Yeah, so if you have an iOS, you have iOS on your iPhone, the newest version, it will transcribe the voicemail in real time, and you can decide if you want to pick up. But the funny thing is, the original technology, we didn't have caller ID. We didn't know who it was, and that's why we did it. Or we needed that extra time to run to our physical phone that was connected to a wall. So I'm not sure how popular this feature is yet, but I think we'll probably find out over the next year.
Thanks again for that call, Mona. We're talking about modern rules, debates, arguments over phone etiquette, what to do, what not to do, and how things differ from one generation, maybe one person, to the next. Still time for your call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Leslie joins us now in Cottage Grove. Leslie, hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking this call. Well, I'm not Gen Z. I was born in the 1900s, as I've heard recently.
Oh, no.
And what irks me so much is when someone calls me and I'll answer the phone, hello, and they say, is this Leslie? My only response can possibly be, who's calling, please?
Uh-huh.
If people would say, this is the clinic, or this is Joe, or whoever is Leslie here. Announce who you are.
Interesting.
Thank you.
Leslie, thanks a lot for the call. Heather, the debates over, you know, or thoughts on how we identify ourselves in calls. Is this something that came up? Now, that this seems more like a business call sort of scenario than your friend calling. They know it's Leslie.
Well, but also the scammers, like I think Leslie has the right point. Also, now that we're on cell phones, like we're usually the only people answering our own phones. Mm. So it's not a question. I personally answer my phone. This is Heather.
Same.
So,
except
Rob. You know, if you call me, you'll know right away. Yes. If you answer it, this is Heather, I think we need to talk.
Leslie, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We've got a couple of comments on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Gabe writes, if it's a call before a text, I'm assuming it's really important. And even then, a text to accompany that would be preferred. If it's a number I don't know, there's a 0% chance I'm answering it. Someone leaves a voicemail, I'll listen to it, though even bots leave voicemails these days. I think Gabe is in about my situation and a lot of people. Does it seem like he's kind of falling in the norm for the people you talk to, Heather?
Yeah, I think so. It's funny. I also think the people who find sort of the rules that I came up with, the people who dislike them the most are the ones who are the most vocal, and the people who agree with them, you know, they're waiting until I text them to talk on the phone.
Excellent. Thanks for writing in, Gabe. And James writes, since I keep my phone on silent most of the time, I tend to miss most voice calls. I always check my voicemail as soon as I'm able. Unless it's a robot call, I'll follow up ASAP. Most of my communication is texting, though. And yeah, like I have my phone in my pocket now. It is heavily silenced, of course, because I'm on the radio. Is that something you heard from people, that I don't even leave my ringer on that often?
This actually did come up, and I didn't put it in there, but ringers are not popular with Gen Z. They don't have them on. They rely on like the vibrations or more text message and group text. So that is something that also I think as people get older and our hearing tends to go, which mine is a little in one ear, like when we do have the ringer on, we turn it up as loud as humanly possible. And sometimes we get made fun of for that.
Let's go back to our callers. Peggy is with us now in Cumberland. Peggy, I guess you have a pet peeve for us.
I do. It's when people get annoyed because I don't answer the phone. They, you know, they expect these cell phones to be glued to us. And I just, you know, leave it in the kitchen most of the time. If I'm not around, they're going to have to leave a message or send me a text.
That's an interesting, but thanks for that, Peggy. That's an interesting point, Heather, because, you know, when we just had landlines at home, if people call and don't get an answer, well, I guess they're not home or they're busy or something like that. There's a certain expectation that we are phoneable and reachable at all times now.
I love Peggy's boundaries. She's an inspiration to us all. Like, you don't need to be attached. You don't need to answer. You're under no obligation to be there for everybody all the time. Like, yeah, spend your time doing what you love, baking, having crafts, going for a walk. I do have a friend that when you text, she'll text you back the next day. And she makes it very clear at the beginning of your relationship that this is how she rolls. Nice. And I'm into it.
Peggy, thanks for the call. And just our last a half a minute, Heather, doing this research on this piece, did it change your own phone habits at all?
Not yet. I feel like I can learn a lot from the people that do comment about accessibility features and how, you know, rules can't apply to everybody. That's always a good lesson to learn. I still want you to text me before you call, though.
Heather, thanks a lot for joining us by phone today.
Anytime.
That's Heather Kelly, reporter for The Washington Post, where she covers how technology affects our everyday lives. She joined us today for a refresher on the changing rules of texting and calling in the age of smartphones.